This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for November the 21st. Today's Bible verse is from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. It says there, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God." End of quote. Pure means not mixed or adulterated with any other substance or material. We read the label 100% pure olive oil or 100% pure honey, etc. It means the substance is not mixed with any other. The full 100% of the product described with no mixing or contamination. What is pure in heart means? It means the heart not mixed with or contaminated. Your heart stays focused. It shows an unadulterated, singly focused heart. Now the Greek word used for pure in Gospel of Matthew 5:8 is kateros, which means clean, with no blame, no guilt. Understanding the meaning of the word, who can be pure in heart? Can anyone be uncontaminated, pure, clean, with no blame and guilt? Jesus said this, and it is recorded in Matthew 15:19. It says, "For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander." End of quote. The impurity and unrighteousness of the heart is the problem of humankind. It doesn't matter white, black, brown, Asian, Middle Eastern, Spanish, all suffer from impure and unrighteous hearts. Beloved, Bible also says in Revelation 21:27, "Nothing impure will ever enter heaven, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life." End of God. In other words, nothing impure will see God or stand in His presence. To see God or to stand in the presence of God, the precondition is you must be pure. The Bible says in the book of Psalms 24, "Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord, and who shall stand in His holy place?" Then it answers the question in the next verses. It says, "He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift his soul to falsehood and does not swear deceitfully." End of quote. Beloved, if this is the case, who in the world can be pure? The purity of the heart is an impossible thing because of the fallen condition of our hearts. A rich young ruler came to follow Jesus, and he boasted he kept all the law from his very childhood. However, when Jesus asked to go and sell all the things he owned, and then give to the poor, and then follow him, he became very sad because he was very wealthy and would not let it loose. He could not follow Jesus. Jesus in this context meant the single focused heart and the truthful nature of the heart. The statement he always obeyed the commandments of God is far from the truth. The disciples then asked this question to Jesus, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus gave an important and thought-provoking answer to this question. He said, "With men it is impossible, but with God all things are possible." End of quote. Remember, David confessed his serious sins and then prayed this way, "Create in me a pure heart, O God." Psalms 51:10. You see, God initiates, creates a pure heart, and then continues the work of purity in you. God creates in us what is impossible for us and enables us to pursue it. Bible says in Titus 2:14, "Jesus gave himself for us, to rescue us from all wickedness and to make us a pure people who belong to Him alone and are eager to do good." End of quote. Jesus makes you pure and purified because He died in your place for all of your impurities, sins, and shortcomings. He makes you pure by His divine and sinless blood shed for your sake. There is an old hymn that sings like this, "What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus." In short, God says this. He purifies your heart by creating a new heart in you. When you obey God and come to Jesus Christ, who died for your impurities and unrighteousness. The book of Acts chapter 15 verse 9 says, "God does not discriminate between people. He has one and only one way to make people pure and purified, so that they can see God and live in His presence." Listen what it says, Acts 15:9. It says, "He, God, did not discriminate between us and them, for he purified their hearts by faith. End of quote. Did you hear that? He purified Jews and Gentiles by their faith in him. This is the simple truth. You see, you cannot achieve pure heart by your, even with your best efforts, because the human heart is deceitful even beyond our understanding. All evil things, lies, hypocrisies, immoralities, deceptions, unfair practices, lust, cheating, murder, and all come from there. You see, God is holy and pure. God is the only one who can make your heart pure. And how he makes you pure and purified is by faith in his Son, Jesus Christ, who carried all your impurities and sins on his divine shoulders and then paid it all off. This is the good news called the gospel. You will see the Lord and you will live in his presence only if you are cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Listen to what John chapter 1 verse 8 to 9 says. It says, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and there is no truth in us. But if we confess our sins to God, he will keep his promise and do what is right. He will forgive us our sins and purify us from all our wrongdoing. End of quote. When God makes you pure by your faith in Jesus, you are pure in heart indeed. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I want to be pure. Lord, initiate your work in me. Lord, create in me a new heart. I confess my sins and shortcomings to you. I'm sorry for it. Please forgive me. I believe Jesus died and rose again for my sins. I accept him as my Savior and Lord. In Christ's name I pray, Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.